Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears has settled her conservatorship case with her estranged father, Jamie Spears. Her lawyer said, quote, "Although the conservatorship was terminated in 2021, her wish for freedom is now truly complete. She will no longer need to attend or be involved with any court proceedings in this matter," unquote. Yep, but she's still bonkers. Fans flooded Justin Bieber's Instagram after he posted a few selfies of himself crying. The singer shared a series of photos and included two of him looking into the camera while tearing up. Remember what we said last week regarding his wearing those expensive slippers out to dinner and that only a man baby would do that? Well, now this. Case closed. Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr. have called it quits. The Skims founder and NFL receiver, who never publicly confirmed they were together, were seen several times at the same events since September, but always arrived and left separately, leaving speculation about their relationship. Well, they're only friends now, so I guess Kim didn't think Odell was a catch. Sorry. The Weeknd's manager, Amir Cash XO Esmalian, had a close call. Three masked men tried to break into his house, shooting his security guard multiple times. The attempted home invasion took place at the $12 million property in the Encino area of LA, which had a very elaborate home security system. Well, when your name is Cash, thugs are gonna be coming for it. Billie Eilish has announced an 81-date world tour in support of her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. She's also very concerned about the environment and said the tour, which will hit the US, Europe, and Australia hard, would be her most sustainable yet, partnering with an environmental group to organize it. So she'll hit the planet soft.
Dead or alive?
Singer Bobby McFerrin had a mega hit with Don't Worry, Be Happy. The song was a number one U.S. pop hit in 1988 and won Song of the Year at the Grammys the following year. Dead or alive? Alive. Since 2021, McFerrin regularly appears Mondays at noon at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Don't worry, he's happy. Fallout has exploded as Prime Video's most watched title globally. The video game adaptation brought in more than 65 million viewers, ranking it the number one most watched title in 170 countries and the most watched title ever among adults 18 to 34. It's been renewed for season 2 because video games rule. Mike Moss, the ex-husband of famed porn star Stormy Daniels, is hyping up his and Kanye West's upcoming Yeezy porn business venture, sharing that it will be a new, unique porn offering. The potential collab is between Yeezy brand and Vixen Media Group. They're saying that it's like nothing anyone has seen before. I wonder if Bianca Censori is involved. Nicole Kidman was honored with the 49th Life Achievement Award by the American Film Institute at LA's Dolby Theater. She accepted the award alongside hubby Keith Urban and their two teenage daughters, as well as her Big Little Lies co-star Reese Witherspoon. Kidman wore a stunning gold sequin Balenciaga dress while Urban wore some clothes.
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West is being accused of frequently screaming at and firing a former employee who is black because of the color of his skin. Benjamin Deshaun Provo, who was hired in 2021 to work as a security guard at the rapper's Donda Academy, claims he suffered severe emotional distress as a result of West's alleged actions. Idiot! Warner Brothers Discovery has acquired the U.S. rights to Spacey Unmasked, a docuseries about the sexual abuse allegations against actor Kevin Spacey. The two-part docuseries was first commissioned by England's Channel 4 in 2022 and is premiering in the UK this week. Though there's no US date yet, we hear it's chock full of diddling details. Former Nickelodeon honcho Dan Schneider, who produced such hit shows as iCarly and Zoe 101, filed a defamation lawsuit against the Quiet on Set documentary producers for implying he sexually abused some child stars. Schneider accused them of making the trailer of the five-part docuseries a hit job against him. Well, if the hit job fits... Rapper Bad Baby is going all natural, posting on Instagram to reveal she dissolved her facial fillers and warning her followers to avoid the cosmetic injections. Alongside a barefaced video, she wrote, quote, "Dissolved all my filler. I had cheeks, lips, chin. Stop doing it unless you absolutely need it. Nobody likes a pillow face," unquote. Good baby. Jon Bon Jovi attended a screening in New York by himself of the new docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. His wife was notably absent after Bon Jovi told a British newspaper that he had cheated on his wife before and staying loyal was a daily challenge. Gee, no wonder why wifey stayed home. You're really living on a prayer now, pal.
The Trash Bin.
Christine Quinn has accused her estranged husband, Christian Richard Dumonte, of spying on her in their Hollywood Hills home. The Selling Sunset alum claimed Christian hired a security guard to surveil and occupy their home following his March 19th domestic violence arrest. There were also numerous battery-operated cameras found in the home. Creepy.
The news wrap-up.
Apple is launching new products this week. Portable AI devices are available now, but some kinks need to be worked out. After a Consumer Reports investigation, Eakin Group has issued a firmware update for its faulty video doorbell system. Alaska Airlines has kicked Delta out of the top spot on the best airline list. You know things are bad for Delta when Spirit is ahead of you at number 3.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department is the top-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
It's Shadow Rocket again.
The number one book.
The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt is the top-selling nonfiction book.
Besides setting a new record on Spotify for most streams of an album and song in its first week of release, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department has also sold more than anyone in the U.S. since Adele's 25 album and song Easy on Me in 2015. After the initial release, Swift surprised fans by issuing a second volume titled The Anthology, containing 15 extra tracks. So much great material, like this new track, which we love. Here's Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with the song of the week, Fortnite.
For a fortnight there, we were together running to the certain times, calm and time, my sweater.
Yeah.
That was Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone with the song of the week, Fortnite. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.